And I have a gift for you. And this is my gift for you. I'm not going to talk very long. Which is pretty much unheard of around here. So there you go. That's the gift. And in case you were wondering how I'm going to keep it short, my daughter, Erica, types all of my messages up for me. It's kind of one of those things that she does for me. And then we talk about what she learned when she was typing up the message. And right here in my notes, she actually says that in order to keep this short tonight, because we open our gifts tonight in the DeWald home, she's actually just left out every second line of the message. So if it feels a little confusing, it's not really in my head. In my head, it's perfect. But according to Erica, it's maybe just going to be a little bit shorter. For us here during the Advent season, we have been kind of going through a journey of looking at some of the characters in the Christmas story and trying to get a feel for kind of what were the themes, what were the things that they were experiencing? How did they find themselves caught up in the story that God was telling? Okay? And now, here's what's interesting about that particular story and what maybe is kind of interesting about tonight. So when I was thinking about what could I say tonight that would be helpful and good for everybody, I was thinking, who's going to be here? And I realized at that moment when I was preparing that I don't know everybody here. And so we're just going to take a few minutes to go around. Everybody's going to stand up and just share your name, your favorite thing. And no, I realized I didn't know everybody. And I can't know everybody in this room. I can't know what stories you came into this room with. I can't know if you've had a good year or a bad year. I can't know if you just about killed someone in the snowstorm on your way here. And probably you don't know either, actually, to be honest. Right? I can't know those stories. And for me, that's difficult. Because I love to hear stories. I love to hear the places where God is working in people's lives. And the only way to do that, I think, is to listen to each other. And so when I was praying, God, how do I do this? How do I help this be a good evening for everyone so that everyone can get something? Even though I don't know every story, how can I do this? It dawned on me that that's actually not my job. And that actually my job is to just trust that God, that Emmanuel, that he knows everybody's story, every person who is in this place, that he knows who you are, even if I am unaware. Now, here's what's interesting about the people in the story that the children so eloquently told. Weren't they great? I just love it. They were just really, really good. Thank you to all of the. I know there was lots of work reading and then trying to get over the nerves of getting up, and you guys all did just an absolutely spectacular job. But here's what's interesting about the story they were telling and the characters in the story. Those people in that story, we don't know that well. We do not know what was going on in the stories of the characters that we read about, that we study, that we listen to. What we do know is that they were ordinary people, that they were normal, regular people. Okay? We don't know what their week was like, but we're pretty sure that they were not rich people. We're pretty sure that they were not perfect people. We're pretty sure that they weren't necessarily clean people. We know that they weren't necessarily community leaders, that they weren't public speakers, that they weren't politicians, and that they weren't pastors. These people were just people doing their job, going about their daily chores. One was a carpenter. One was a teenager. A bunch of them were farmers. They were workers. We don't know them. And so I wonder about that when I think about what I don't know about these characters and what I don't know about the stories in this room. And I wonder, what does it mean for God somehow to interact and to connect with us kind of through this story? We don't know much about these people. And maybe right now in your own life, you sit there and you think, you know, there isn't very many people that know me. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's me sometimes. But God knew these stories. God knew the places where these people needed to find hope. He knew where they needed to find love. He knew the places where they needed peace and joy in their life and in their story. God knew those things about these people, and God knows those things still about us in our story. The great story that God is kind of telling here was about his presence, about him showing up and changing and changes everything. And he shows up in a field, and he shows up in a barn. Okay, so I have just a side hobby. I occasionally like to build things. And I have I like to build things out of barn board. And so in the last couple of weeks, I have been salvaging a barn, taking a whole barn down. Okay? And here's what I learned in the last, this is like an old barn. It's like a 100-year-old barn, something like that. It's already half fallen down. And here's what I learned even about an old barn that's not being used. Do you know something about barns? They're like dirty. They are dirty, messy places. And it's fascinating that they don't get cleaner over time. And so last couple of weeks ago, I was out and I'm digging around in this barn, and I came across this manger. This is like a legit manger right here. And so I come across this manger, and as I'm tearing this barn apart, I started thinking about this particular manger. And here's what's interesting is that this manger did not look like this when I found it. I had to take it home. I had to take it home. I had to pressure wash it. I had to clean it. I had to sand it down. I had to clean this manger up so I could bring it into this room and people wouldn't notice it was in this room. A messy, messy place. And here's what's fascinating about finding this manger in this place. That when I imagine that Jesus is born and that Mary and Joseph are there in that barn, in that place, and they take this child that represents all of these things like joy, love, peace, and hope. They take peace, love, joy, and hope, and they place it in this nasty manger. In the middle of this messy story, Jesus comes and Jesus is present. Do you find that fascinating? That Jesus doesn't come to this cleaned up, perfect place. In fact, they actually lay him in a nasty place. In the middle of a messy, ordinary life that these people are living. That Emmanuel, which means God with us, comes. And they place him in the middle of their regular, ordinary life. I don't know what story you came here with. I don't know if your life feels messy or ordinary or plain or whatever. But what I do know is that Emmanuel, that God's great story that he has been writing and continues to write is completely comfortable in your messy, chaotic, and maybe ordinary life. That we don't have to do this work of cleaning everything up so that the Christ child, so that Emmanuel, so that God with us can join and enter in with us. Isn't that an amazing story? That's the kind of story that God was writing. It wasn't a grand, elaborate, public story. It was a simple story that showed up in a simple people's lives. And it changed them. And it brought to them, and it brings to us, to you and I, it brings to us hope and peace and love. And joy is Jesus is profoundly interested in entering into our stories, whatever they might look like, and bringing with him these gifts, these great gifts of love, joy, peace, and hope. I do not know your stories, and I don't need to. But Emmanuel does. He has not left. He is God with us. In a minute, I'm going to invite you, and it's going to be chaos, and it's going to be messy. I'm going to invite you to come up and to light a candle. And here's my prayer, here's my hope, is that when you come, that your prayer might be that you would legitimately ask for one of these gifts that Jesus gives. That you might ask yourself, what is it in your story that you need today, tonight, now? And maybe it's one of those words. Maybe it's all of those words. Maybe as you light your candle, it is simply to say, God, could you please make your presence known to me in some way? Because I want to tell you that God is profoundly interested in entering in your story. And it doesn't matter how dirty it is or how messy it is. It doesn't need to be cleaned up to come into this room. That God and God's people are called to care for us and to welcome us in. Amen? So I'm going to pray, and as I pray, I'm going to invite you to consider, what is it that you need from Jesus, from Emmanuel tonight? And then I'd like you to come and light a candle. You can bring your kids, and it's going to be chaos. There's going to be people everywhere bumping into each other. And that's actually what life feels like. And that's actually okay. God is present in it, and God is more comfortable with our messes than we might think he is. After all, he entered a barn. And he was placed in a dirty, stinky manger. I think he can handle whatever we've got. Amen? Let me pray. God, we are grateful that you come into our midst, that you call yourself Emmanuel, God with us. God, we pray, might you give us what we need here tonight. God, we ask that you would be with us, present with us. God, would you give us the courage maybe step out of our comfort zones as you did the shepherds so long ago to leave their place to go and find you. God, I pray, no matter what stories that come into this room tonight, that your spirit, your presence, and that your gifts would be given. So we ask you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to sing silent.